Anything that we haven't talked about today that we maybe should, and questions or areas that you get from oncologists in practice or any other topic, even in rectal cancer, you'd like to comment on?
Sure. I think maybe the one area that we didn't touch on in regard to liver metastases had been the use of other approaches to therapy, whether that be radiofrequency ablation or embolization. And it's still an area where in practice at a referral center, I see patients that are referred in with potentially resectable liver metastases with the idea that I would help get that patient into one of our interventional radiologists to do ablation. That's an area where to date there's not been a randomized trial looking at surgery versus radiofrequency ablation. I think we all believe it would be very difficult to randomize patients in that setting. But at least in the data that's been collected mainly through retrospective series from places such as MD Anderson, the use of radiofrequency ablation does not appear to provide as good an outcome as does surgery, recognizing there were biases in how patients were selected to either go to surgery or to radiofrequency ablation, where it was not a trial, just a retrospective review of patients treated there. But as the use of RFA evolves, as we become better at it, I think the question continues to rise, is there a role for that single metastasis that's small, that's in an area that's easy to get to? Can we combine it with chemotherapy, whether systemic or infusional chemotherapy, to try to enhance the use of local modalities of therapy and save somebody a surgery? Currently, at least in my practice, RFA is really something that's sort of reserved for a patient that's been through surgery, has a liver recurrence, and the risk of going back to surgery just seems a bit high for the patient. Or in the patient that has multiple metastases that the surgeon can resect most of them but may not be able to get out several with the concern there would not be enough liver left behind. In that case, RFA can be used during surgery to help eradicate the remaining several small lesions. You know, it's an area that continues to evolve.